This is MSO News Sports, and we are joined by Dan Letarte, the baseball coach at St. John's Prep, getting ready for another appearance in the Super 8 tournament on Wednesday. And you're hosting Braintree here. But, Dan, you guys have a rich tradition in the Super 8 tournament.
Yes, this is the third year. First year we were in entry, came in second place with 1-2. Last year we were also in, lost in the final game of the Super 8 championship against Braintree. And this year, as a third seed, sixth seed, ironically, is Braintree. And we host them, the defending Division 1A state champions. So it's a rematch of last year's final game.
Now, Dan, at this point of year, every coach is saying to themselves, no matter what the seed is, who am I going up against for a pitcher? So who is pitching in this game on Wednesday?
We appear to face Scott Creedon. Scott Creedon, the Braintree pitcher, very solid. He won the championship game against us 7-2, had a complete game decision. Great pitcher, I think one of the top in the state. And you know, he competes, and we know we're going to get a good pitcher here tomorrow against us.
And the prep pitcher will be?
We're going to go with Brennan Pawicki. Brennan is a senior, 5-0 on the mound, has a 1.90 ERA. He's been doing a really good job. He's been finishing up the year very strong for us.
Good. Dan, this is an opportunity maybe to talk a bit about more in a more relaxed fashion than it was the other day when we caught you right at the end of a game, but the Marblehead game. But tell us about this season and how it's come together for you guys.
We started off a little slow. At one point, we lost two games in a row, and that was actually the first time in 3 years we've actually lost two games in a row in the regular season. So at one point, we were sitting 5-2. We've had some quality wins. We struggled towards our last week of the season, but hopefully, you know, starting out 0-0 is always good this time of year. I've been very pleased with the hitting. The hitting's been coming along the whole month of May, and that's been carrying us really well, as well as some quality starts by our starting pitchers.
Well, let me ask you this. So let's talk about hitting. So what bats have come alive here in this month of May for you?
I think Sean McGinnis. Sean led our team in hitting this year. Sean finished about 390. He's our left fielder, senior. Jacob Yish. Jacob started off the season pretty slow. Since then, in the last 14 games, he's hit about 410. Also, Frank DiOrio. Frank is a transfer from Beverly, switch hitter. Frank went through a streak, an eight-game streak, just recently hitting 666. So those are probably our three hottest bats, and the rest of the guys are honestly doing really well as well.
A game this year. I talked to the players about what they thought might have been a big game. What do you think was an important game for you guys? A loss or a win? Sometimes it can be either one that turns things around for you.
I really think the game at Xaverian was a massive win for us. We had faced Blake Dakar, a Division I pitcher, and he had one hit us on our field. Going back and playing Xaverian over there, winning 7-2 against him and getting seven runs off him and knocking him out of the game. I thought that just turned our season for our confidence. It turned our season completely around, knowing we're on a step to go back into a Super 8 appearance, I feel.
Yeah. Coach, anything else about prep baseball I haven't asked you about that you think's important that you want to share with us?
I love the Super 8 format. I love what we're doing. It's the third year. Third year we've been selected. Our goal here is really just keep plug in, try to make these guys better every day in whatever tournament they select us for. That's what we try to strive for. In our program as well, since Pat Yanchis retired, Pat did a great job here for 35 years. I'm just trying to keep that tradition going of sending guys to college. We're trying to get college baseball stars. Max Burt is out here right now with us, starting shortstop in Northeastern. He'll be drafted, playing in the Cape League. So just trying to get these guys to college, get them prepared for that next step is what I see as my primary job.
Sounds good. Well, Dan, good talking with
Thanks,
you,
Bill.
And best of luck.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it.
Dan Letarte, baseball coach at St. John's Prep, with us on MSO News Sports.